Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called V'Avram Zaken. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse was Mitzvah Shabbos of Parshas Chayisara, which is also the Shabbos that blessed the month of Kislev. And the Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in his room in the year Tavshin Lamed Ches, 48 years ago. The Rebbe went on to certify and edit this Chassidic discourse that Mitzvah Shabbat of Parshas Chayisara, and again in the year Tavshin Lamed Ches. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion where it says, V'Avraham Zokein Baba Yamin. Avraham was old, coming in his days. And there it brings from the Alter Rebbe, who brings in his classical works on the Parsha Torah, where the Chassidic discourse that starts where it says, to understand what it says in Chazal, Yafa Sha'achas, it's better 1 hour with tshuva, repentance, returning to Hashem, u'maisim toivim, and doing mitzvot, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, mikol chayi olam haba, then more than the whole life in the world to come. And before that Chassidic discourse, which is connected to the verse of Avram Zak ben Yomim, he brings in the Zohar, and the Zohar says that on the verse, be'inun yoimin iloin, in because of those very powerful elevated days. What are those days? Zohar explains, it's the garments of learning Torah and doing mitzvot, which is called tshuva and ma'isim tovim. And through learning Torah, doing mitzvot, returning to Hashem and doing good deeds, the soul can be elevated and enjoy the ray of the Shekhinah in the world to come. So in other words, by going ahead and learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and doing tshuva now, we said that it's greater than the world to come, and then also that prepares us, like the Zohar says, that we can enjoy the holiness, the power of Hashem in the world to come. Now, this is also connected to literal days. In other words, what does that mean? That every single day has to be complete. That means every single day we have to make sure we're full with doing mitzvot. And which is doing mitzvot, that's yoimin eloyin, these elevated days. An elevated day, a day that you do learning Torah and mitzvot. Like the Rebbe says, we know the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that says that a person should not leave one day where you didn't do a mitzvah. Every day you have to ask yourself, what special mitzvah am I doing today? And that's why the verse says, Ba bayomim, Avram was coming with his days, which means that Avram Avinu, he served Hashem by yomim. Every single day, you can say, this day I did this mitzvah, and that day that mitzvah. Every day there was a mitzvah accounted for. And those, all his days were complete. And there wasn't a day that he didn't do a mitzvah. And that's why it says, Baba yomim, that means every day was full, in terms of every day he did it, and because of the yomim ilayim, the elevated day. So there's two components. One is that every day he did a mitzvah, and B, that the days were elevated. By doing a mitzvah, the day becomes elevated. Now we know what they point out is as follows. The fact is, we know the main garment of mitzvah, of doing a mitzvah, and that's why it's called an elevated day. So that's the main thing. The main thing is you did the mitzvah. So why is it so important to say that every single day, that also literally on the daily, on every day, that you shouldn't leave a day without doing a mitzvah? The fact is, let's say today you don't do a mitzvah, but tomorrow you can do two mitzvahs. So technically, if you did one today and one tomorrow, or if you don't do anything today and you do tomorrow, you still have two mitzvahs for these 2 days. So why is it important that every day has its own mitzvah? In other words, like if you do the calculation, again, if you do multiple mitzvahs in one day and then you skip for a few days, you're left with the same number. So if that's, but nevertheless, it says, Baba Yamim, that every single day, especially like the Baal Shem Tov taught us, why is it important that every single day we do mitzvah? And matter of fact, if you're missing, it says you're missing a garment. Why are you missing if you have the total amount of mitzvahs from the total collective days? Now, this that we say, that the quality of Avraham Avinu was Baba Yamim. Now, when it says Baba Yamim, it comes after different qualities that it mentions about Avraham Avinu before then. Matter of fact, even in this verse, it says Avram Zokein, he was old, whatever old means. And then it says Baba Yamim is also coming in days. So obviously, if it lists multiple things, qualities of Avram Avinu, and lists the fact that he was Zokein, whatever that means as a quality, and then it says Baba Yamim, so obviously Baba Yamim is even higher than the quality of Zokein being old. Now, Even though, when it says Avram Zaken, what does that mean? That he was Zaken. He wasn't just old in age-wise. He reached a very, very high level. Like Chazal tell us, that Hashem says to Avram Avinu, that Avram came dressed in my garments. And we know Hashem is called Atik Yoimin, a very high Kabbalistic level. And Avram Zaken means that Avram reached a level that he was wearing the garments of the Hashem, which is what's the garments of Hashem? Atik Yoimin. And so then when it says after this Baba Yomi, means he reached even a higher level. So if that's the case, we have to understand what's this powerful level of Baba Yomim, which we said is the garments of the mitzvahs, and especially when he does a mitzvah every single day, but even though you're not adding in the mitzvah, it's not like he's doing two mitzvahs a day, he's doing the one mitzvah a day. And then also, to say that it's even higher than the idea of Avram Zaken, which we said is Avram Zaken is referring to the garment of Atik Yoimin. First of all, we'll understand this with an introduction. Based on what it's known, that the soul needs the garments of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Why does it need it? Because it needs the Torah and mitzvahs in order to be able to benefit from the ray of the Shekhinah. Why? Because since a soul is a creation of Hashem, and let's explain in many, many places that what's a soul? A soul is the way God comes into a creation, up to the point that the yearning of the soul in God is not noticeable. Because it's a creation. And the fact is, in order for the soul to connect and want to have a comprehension in the infinite part of Hashem, and it wants to enjoy the ray of the Shekhinah, which is a ray of the infinite part of Hashem, or especially like the verse of benoyim Hashem, to appreciate and to dwell in the sweetness of Hashem, you need garments. And like, for example, let's say you're going outside and the sun is shining very, very strong. And really, really strong. And we know the strength of the sun, because it's Shemesh Hashem. You can't look in the sun. So what happens if you have some kind of a protection, an umbrella, curtains, anything to block it, then you're able to benefit a little from the sun. So in other words, the same idea is as follows. The soul wants to connect to Hashem. How does the soul connect to Hashem? Even though it's a soul, it needs a garment, it needs some kind of protection, and the tool that's used is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Now, we know the rule is that any time you have something which is an intermediary, which connects two things. So it has to have a connection on both sides. So therefore, what did we just learn? What is the garment of the soul connect to Hashem? The garment is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. You know, it's basically an intermediary that connects between the ray of the Shekhinah, which is a ray of the infinite part of Hashem, with the soul, which is obviously a creation and it's finite. So obviously the Torah and mitzvahs have to have both components. Why is that? Because the source of Torah and mitzvahs, it comes from the Rotzayin Elyon, the will of Hashem, and the intellect of Hashem. And we know the will and the intellect is one with Hashem. As we know it says, Hu v'chachmasai Rotzayin Echad, Hashem and His intellect and His will is all one. So that's on one hand, the source of Torah and mitzvahs, which is basically connected to infinite, up to the point that the will of Hashem and the intellect of Hashem, which is the source of Torah and mitzvahs, is even higher than the ray of the Shekhinah. That's on one extreme. But then the Torah we know, Torah and mitzvahs come down into this world. So for example, you're wearing tzitzis, so literally it's physical strings made out of wool. Or for example, tefillin is made out of a hide of an animal. And the same thing with all the mitzvahs. And the same thing also in Torah, which is enclosed in human intellect. Up to the point, there's false arguments. And you have the Torah is written on ink on parchment. And that is finite. Up to the point where it's so finite of this materialistic world, which you can't get lower in this world. And because you have these two components in Torah and mitzvahs, on one hand, it's infinite in its source. And the other hand, it's finite, the way it comes down to the world. So that's how it's able to become a garment and an intermediary that connects the soul, which is finite and limited, and especially the way it's in the body, with the ray of the Shekhinah up to the point of Noyim Hashem, the sweetness of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is higher than any limitations. Now, so because the Torah mitzvahs gets involved, and we said on one hand it's coming from the infinite Hashem, but it gets involved in the physical world. And this world that it gets involved in, as we know, sadly, I'm going to say it, but that's what it says in Chassidus, and that's the reality, Ruboi Kekulei Ra. Most of this world, and most, like almost all of it, is evil, is bad. So because Torah and Mitzvahs got involved in this world, so you have to clean it from the residue, and from the dirt, and from the evil from this world. And like, for example, when you learn Torah, because Torah gets enclosed in human intellect and in physical reality, so it's very possible that when you're learning, you're not learning for the right reasons. And up to the lowest level of not the right reasons. The same thing also with mitzvot, it could be you're doing it for not the right reasons. So therefore, because the mitzvahs and the Torah getting involved, getting engrossed in the physical evil world, so therefore, even the Torah and the mitzvahs has to be washed and has to be scrubbed so that the garments can be clean. Do you want to wear clean Torah, clean mitzvahs? It has to be clean. Even if it's not a garment that is totally soiled. Like, for example, if you take, for example, a physical garment, so in order for it to be clean and to be pure, you have to wash it once in a while. And you have to scrub it once in a while. And even after a person cleans the garments of the Torah mitzvahs, that should be clean from any negativity, so that it should be obviously be able to connect on high. But they have to, so that's after we do it. Then they need to go through another purification process, who does that? The angels. And they go ahead and they press it, and they steam it, and they kiss it, and they purify it. In other words, what does that mean? Shabbat explains like this. Because we know it says, Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yasa toy v'lo yechta. There's no such thing as even a righteous person in this world that's going to do good and not going to sin. Why? Because since the human being is in this physical world, so therefore, sadly, we sin. And sin in Kabbalah is called, it creates a blemish. It creates something which is lacking, at least. Now, even though you're going to say, what do you want? I'm not guilty. What do you want? I have an animal soul, mistakes happen, etc. And especially the fact that we know it says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim. We're righteous people. And we actually, obviously are looking to praise Hashem, etc. But the fact is, Hashem wants us to be in this world. And like, for example, the analogy I give of a king that sends his child away to a faraway land, that he wants to show how wise his son is, that even if he goes away in a faraway place, disconnected from the king, he's still going to know the truth. Like it says, V'emes Hashem lo'olam, you're always going to recognize the truth of Hashem. And yes, even though we're tzaddikim, we still connect to Hashem, but the fact is, since literally we're in a materialistic world and we do sin, and a sin that creates a void, and even the Torah and the mitzvahs is not complete, sadly. And like it says, like we quoted before, there's no such thing as a tzaddik that lives in this world doesn't sin. And the lacking part and the void is in Torah and mitzvahs, both not doing the positive mitzvah that we should be doing. So therefore, in order for it to go up on high, we need to have the help of the angels that they can go ahead and help us fix what's wrong. And that's why Torah and mitzvahs, in this world, you need to have the help of the angels, not only from the first thing we learned, because this world is all full of evil and bad, but even because of the materialistic part of the world. What does that mean? Because since the materialistic part of the world is, you can't compare it to the infinite and to the spirituality, and like it's known in reference to the souls of human beings, that even a holy tzaddik, when he goes up to the Garden of Eden, so he has to go through an immersion process. In Kabbalah it's called, he has to immerse in a place called Nahar Dinur. And in this immersion process that you go through is to be able to forget everything that took place in this physical world. Why? If it was so good, why are you forgetting it? Because since this world you can't compare to the revelation that takes place in the Garden of Eden, and even a partial image and memory of this world will block you from going and elevating to the Garden of Eden. And similar to the elevation that takes place in the Garden of Eden, from the lower part of the Garden of Eden to the higher part of the Garden of Eden. Why is that? Because every level is, you can't compare one level to the next. So when you go from one level to the next, you have to totally forget about the first level. And like the analogy they give is, when it comes to comprehending intellect, in order to reach a higher level, which is by far greater than the first one, even though it's in the same level in the materialistic world, but the first, if you want to comprehend something and go to the next level, you have to forget what you studied before. And like the example they give of Rabbi Zeira, when he basically wanted to travel to the land of Israel, and he wanted to experience the energy, the godly energy of the land of Israel, he went ahead and he fasted 100 fasts. Or another opinion, he fasted 40 fasts. To forget what? The Babylonian Talmud. So that he can learn the Jerusalem Talmud, which is much clearer and much holier. And the same thing also applies when it comes to learning Torah and Mitzvahs. Because Torah and Mitzvahs are involved in the materialistic world, so you first need to refine and pull them out from the materialistic world. And in order to do that, we need the help of the angels to do that process of purifying it. And there is, you can say possibly, that even though the refinement of Torah and Mitzvahs and elevating it to the higher level, we said it comes through the angels, but nevertheless, since we know that the ultimate completion of anything is when we do it, when we put our work into it, and like we know the expression is, Reitza Adam Bekav Shaloi, a person rather have one measure that you worked on yourself versus nine as a gift. So therefore, also the refinement and the purification of the Torah and Mitzvahs, the beginning starts by our work. So yes, the angels have one part of it and one piece of it, but we still need to start the process. And that's why it says in Torah Ur that the washing and the purification of learning Torah and doing Mitzvahs, how do we create that washing process? What's the washing machine that cleans up the Torah and Mitzvahs of this world? It's called Avodas HaTfilah. It's called the work of prayer. What does that mean? Not only that by praying, you clean the Torah and Mitzvahs from anything dirty that's on it, and it shouldn't be done in a way of not for the proper intention, etc. But more importantly, when a person prays, that starts the process, which means you refine it from the materialistic part, and you create the Torah and Mitzvahs as a spiritual experience. And as we know that when it comes to prayer, it says in the Bible, Sulav Mutzav Arza, the ladder is Mutzav is standing Arza on the floor. And you see Eretz is floor, but it adds a hay at it, and we'll soon see why. Veroisha in the head, Magiyah is Hashamayma. Shamayim is heaven, but it puts a hay in the front of the word and hay in the end. Hashamayma, in other words. Because prayer connects the two extremes, Eretz, Arza, and Shamayim. Eretz the lowest and Shemayim the highest. And based on we know that Arza, when you're adding a hay, is even a lower level of land. And those Eretz is the land, the earth. Arza is even lower. The hay makes it more anchored lower. On the other hand, Shemayma, means Shemayim, when you're adding the hay, is obviously even a higher level, like Shemaya Shemayim, the higher level of heaven. The HaShemayma, double hay, because you have a hay in the beginning, hay at the end, is obviously even higher than Shemayma. And that's why it says that the ladder is Mutzav Arza, it's in the lowest level, and the head is HaShemayma, because through prayer, you're able to elevate, knows the human being elevates, something which is on the lowest level, and it brings it up to the highest level, all the way off the charts. Now, just like prayer affects by the human being, that even when he's in the lowest level, he can go to the highest level. But again, we need obviously the help of an angel that helps us out. But the same thing also applies to everything of the human being, and especially in his learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. By going through the process, the four rungs of prayer. And we know in prayer there's four rungs of prayer which correspond to the four worlds. Tzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And as we go from one level to the next, until we obviously start from Asiya to Yetzira to Bria to Tzilut, and then you even go to the heaven, which is higher in the worlds, and then you reach the essence of Hashem. And this is one of the explanations in reference to the garments of the mitzvahs, to the idea of yomim, days, literally. Because we said, one thing we said, what is the mitzvah, that the mitzvah creates the experience, the holy day. But it's also connected to the day itself. Why? Because how does mitzvahs get elevated? So again, through the angels, but then through our work, which is through prayer. Now the fact that prayer is called avodas hayoyim, that is our daily work. Just like you have to go work to earn a living, every single day you have to work in prayer, whether it's shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv, the morning, the afternoon, every day we work in prayer. And like it says in Chazal, that the prayers were instituted corresponding to the sacrifice that was brought in the temple. And we know in the temple there was an oilas tamid. They used to bring a daily sacrifice twice, shnayim le'yom, once in the morning, once in the evening. So you see that the prayer of the day elevates and refines the sparks that were created in that day. So therefore the mitzvahs, which get elevated through prayer, you need the work of the day, which we said the work of the day is prayer. Travis, 1 second. So this explains why, so you need the angels to transform it, we need the human being to transform it, we transform it through prayer, which is the work of the day, but this only explains why what connects the idea of day. But the big question was, why do you have to do a mitzvah every day? That was the initial question we asked in the beginning. It was, even if you're missing one day, but tomorrow you do two mitzvahs, so the mitzvahs will be refined through the prayer of that day. And you can say that the prayer only refines the mitzvah of that day. Well, why? If prayer refines, it can bring me mitzvahs, then prayer will refine it. And not only that, because we know there's a concept which is called tashlumin. Tashlumin means you can make things, you can catch up a day after or prayer afterwards, and you don't say the time is past, you can't go ahead and make, it's no makeup. And matter of fact, we know, the author explains in Tanya a very, very revolutionary idea, that when it comes to the intention in prayer, that one prayer, random prayer, of all the prayers of the whole year, elevates all that prayer of the whole year. So let's say whatever, let's pick up your prayer, your shtabach, and the whole year you didn't have the proper intention, and one day you had the proper intention, boom, it elevates it all. So in other words, so the same thing also, when you're trying to elevate the mitzvot through prayer, that the mitzvot can elevate all the prayers. And like we see, when it comes to the prayers of Shabbat, that it elevates all the prayers of the whole week, with all the Torah and the mitzvahs that are included with it. So you see there's something which is called like a group transformation. Why do you still have to do it every single day? So it explains as follows. We know that the ultimate purpose of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is to create a transformation and refinement in this world. Torah and mitzvah is all about refining the world. And that's why Torah is not in heaven. And Torah was given, the reason why Torah was given was to create peace in this world. And how much more so that the mitzvahs that were given to refine us. And up to the point that we know, when it comes to the mitzvah of charity, which is compared to all the mitzvahs. And matter of fact, charity is called a neutral mitzvah. That's something which goes with every mitzvah. Why is that? Because what's the ultimate purpose of doing a mitzvah? And also the reason why we came down to this world. We didn't come down to this world for the soul. But we came down to this world to fix the body and the animal soul and the physical world. And that gets accomplished by giving charity more than any mitzvah. Like the author explains in Tanya, the power of charity that creates the greatest refinement. And that's why you need to have yoyim and shleim, complete days. It means every single day you need to do a mitzvah. Why? Because since what is world? What is the definition of world? What makes something world, finite, is space. It's here and it's not there. It's there, it's not here. And time, this past, it's present and future. So world is defined by space and time. So therefore, when it comes to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and what's the ultimate reason why we're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs? To fix the world. So you have to fix not only the space of the world, you have to fix the time of the world. So therefore, since every day is its own body of time, so you need today, a mitzvah today, to transform today. Now, even though, yes, technically, if you miss the mitzvah today, if you do two tomorrow, that works, true. But if you want to go ahead and fix the days appropriately, so you need to, like the expression is, kol yoyimah v'yoyimah avid avid day, every single day we need to do our work. And that's why it says Avram Zakein. All his great qualities of Avram Zakein, the Atik Yomim, but Baba Yomim. What was his real quality? After Avram reached the level of Zakein, he also was Baba Yomim, which is a very, very powerful quality. Higher than Zakein. Why is that? Because the true intent why Hashem decided to create the world, it was the essence of the infinite part of Hashem, because Hashem wanted, I'll say it in Hebrew, Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu, Liyos Lo Yisborach Dir V'Tachtonim Dafka. Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place down in this physical world. And how was this intent completed? When we do our work, and we're called Adam, what does that mean? We have the power to complete this intent. And that's one of the reasons why we're called Adam. For the two, again, two extremes. On one hand, Adam and Elyon were compared to Hashem on high. On the other hand, we're called Adam because we're created from Adama, from the earth. Because our body was created from the earth. And initially we were a doima, we were inanimate. There was no energy in the earth. And like the verse says clearly, we were created instead of bones. Not like when things that grow and things that are alive. Because this idea of Adam, because we come from earth, which had no life, that shows our real power. The power to transform and elevate even the inanimate, which is on the lowest levels. And how do we create the transformation in a reality? The real transformation happens when we come Baba Yom, we do it every single day. And when we do the work of Zakein on its own, even though you're transforming the world, the physical world, the space, but you didn't elevate the time. So you didn't fulfill the ultimate making for a dwelling place for Hashem in the time. And therefore, even though the avodah of Zakein, transforming the world, you reach Atik Yomim, which is very, very high, which is obviously it's higher than days, but that's not the ultimate. However, when you do the work above by Yomim, in time, and you're working to elevate every single day, up to the point, like the verse says, Asmisbar Yumecha Amale, every single day is accounted for. And not only accounted for in days, but Misbar comes from counting from Evan Sapra, a shining stone. And like the author explains in Torah Ur, that Misbar Yumecha is referring to the heaven says, and the Zoya says that you're creating holy, powerful sparks. Knows that the human being brings light into the days, which again, in time, not space. Space you accomplish, hey, you can accomplish one day for so much. But time, this is the day. And the author explains, you do it by learning, bringing the light of Torah and Mitzvahs into every single day. And by doing that, every single day, you fulfill the intent of making a dwelling place for Hashem down in the lowest level, in the lowest level of space and level of levels of time. And fulfilling this intent, that is the ultimate creation and the ultimate completion of the quality that we have as humans. So thanks so much for joining us for our weekly class on Chassidus. Let's hope and pray that we actually take the lesson, we fill our days with learning Torah and doing mitzvot, and let's hope and pray that we'll have the coming of Mashiach. Our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.